From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
2 months from this Sunday, December 1st, right down the road from Bank of America Stadium, head to the Grady Cole Center. Ashe Wrestling is going to be put on their inaugural event, curated, put together by the man joining us now here on the Adam Gold Show. Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam Gold today. Darius Lockhart joining us here on the show. All right, Darius, I want to get to you, get your thoughts right now on where the idea of Ashe Wrestling came from and what was your thoughts on putting this show together and putting this promotion together.
Well, first of all, hey, Dennis, thank you for having me on. And I want to say hello to everyone listening. When it came to building Ashe, I saw a clear divide in the line of who was getting to make calls in the industry, who was getting brought on to be creative heads, to be leads and creative directions for the past 40 to 50 years of professional wrestling. Mm-hmm. And it was a recycle of the same faces in different places. And I noticed that none of those faces really looked like myself or none of those faces really looked like the people in the ring who were frustrated maybe about positioning or some of the marginalizations they had to deal with in professional wrestling. So to overcome that, I just kind of put the executive hat on myself and said I could do it myself. And I'm just using this as a platform to help people who need to get a chance to be seen for who they are, the really stars they are, despite the size or the look or the aesthetic or anything, that everyone deserves a chance to be seen and get a platform.
Darius Lockhart, professional wrestler based out of Charlotte, founder of Ashe Wrestling, first event taking place at the Grady Cole Center on December 1st, that Friday night before the ACC championship game. Who are some of the, you mentioned some of these stars, these professional wrestlers, that people that we might see. Who are some of these people that you might have booked on the show already?
Yeah, well, if you follow professional wrestling, especially independent professional wrestling, some of the names will definitely be notable to you. We have Impact star, former Ring of Honor world champion, Jonathan Gresham.
Nice.
We have current Ring of Honor star and Pan-African world champion, Trish Adora, headlining the show. We also have a Japanese pro wrestling legend, former WWF star, Aja Kong, coming all the way from Japan just to be here in December, her first time in the States in quite a little bit, if I remember correctly. And plenty more. We have some Hall of Famers making special appearances. And we also have a performer by the name of Loot, who's from Charlotte, North Carolina, and is Grammy-nominated, Dreamville-affiliated. People are familiar with the label, J. Cole's label, Dreamville. Loot is performing. He's currently on tour, and he's going to make his way back home just in time for us there in Charlotte, North Carolina, December 11th. So I hope that, you know, that can get some people excited by hearing a little bit who's on the card before we reveal everything we have to reveal, because we have a lot of tricks up our sleeves.
By the way, Darius, we bumped back with the song Under the Song, which features J. Cole and Loot when we were coming back here, because I knew that Loot was going to be part of the show. I actually saw Loot, our good friend Chris Lee, and we actually saw him at a show put on by rapper Big Pooh back in August of last year. Loot made a little cameo appearance. It was great to see that. Why was it important for you to not only incorporate professional wrestling, but also just entertainment as a whole with this event? Because we see oftentimes now with sporting events and entertainment is that people want a little bit more than just, you know, for example, just a wrestling show, or for example, just a hockey game or just a football game. Want to have a little bit more that goes with it. Why was it important to get a young rising star like Loot and have other entertainment besides pro wrestling at an event like this?
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. So TYK2 inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyk2 has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYK2 to learn more.
Join the glow party. Maybelline is heating up iHeartRadio Fiesta Latina with our new Super Stay Skin Tint. Get bright, sweat-resistant coverage that won't quit for up to 24 hours. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Well, I believed it was a good way to get new fans into the door, people who don't know that they love wrestling yet, people who love wrestling and forgot that they love wrestling. At the core of this, it is a professional wrestling show, but there is a sense of artistry that I wanted to bring to this that can elevate the game a little bit, change the game, see how wrestling's viewed, because ultimately the sport itself is a medium, not really a genre, as people like to think it is.
Yeah.
So I wanted to kind of expand what we could do in professional wrestling, what it looks like, and how we could get new viewers in. Also, it's a great time to celebrate the city. I'm a hometown guy. I'm born and raised in Charlotte, North Carolina. Luke's a Charlotte, North Carolina native. A lot of the artists, our logo, person who did our logo, Marcus Kaiser, is a Charlotte artist, actually a national renowned artist. Some of the flyer people are artists. Everyone I'm working and I'm bringing on board are from Charlotte, North Carolina. So I just really wanted this to be a very communal, creative space, and so people could really see themselves in their environment and see that we can make this environment something to want to come to rather than always having to reach out for greatness. It's right here with us.
And Charlotte, North Carolina, deep with the history of professional wrestling right there. And again, Absolutely. Even at the Grady Cole Center. So the fact that you are incorporating all of that, I think is very special, because I know the state of North Carolina as a whole has a deep history of professional wrestling, but obviously there in Charlotte as well. I know you mentioned here, by the way, Darius Lockhart, pro wrestler, founder, curator of Ashe Wrestling, first event taking place December 1st at the Grady Cole Center there in Charlotte. You mentioned about how there are a lot of wrestlers out there, a lot of people out there that might be more marginalized in terms of what they see on screen and people that are behind the scenes and the constant recycling that we see in the world of professional wrestling. And sports is no different. We constantly see head coaches and coordinators constantly recycled in pro sports all the time. So how difficult is it for, I know a lot of people might have your vision of like, you know what, we can start something of our own to have our own view on this, our own style, our own perspective and how you book shows and put things together. But there's the financial component that comes with this thing as well. It's like not everyone can do that. What kind of support have you gotten from other people in order to help launch this?
Honestly, I just made a lot of smart investments. Yeah. Working with people who are also plugged into the artist world, people who are good at these skills in terms of building a brand, building a thing. Luckily, I've befriended a lot of very talented people. So I've always had people to lean on and confide with and also just bounce ideas off of to make this come and happen. So, you know, we have a whole team behind Ashe. And although I'm the face, you know, there are people that I work with and before we come to a full decision. So it's just been a lot of good luck. But at the heart of it, if anyone has the passion to try to do it, no matter how big or small, your art is going to touch someone, whether it's 20 years from now or it's 20 seconds from the moment you post it. Your art's going to reach someone who needs it. So it's just all about being patient and seeing what your vision. If you have passion at the center of it, the finance behind it doesn't, it's not even really mattering as much as your vision. So you could just start small. Issa Rae started with a handheld camera and a YouTube show.
Yeah.
And look where she is now. So I kind of brought that energy to this and told myself, no matter how we start, as long as we start, that's what's going to be the thing that we need to drive this force.
Pro wrestling is a beautiful art, and it really is. It's to me, it's theater and it's live, and it's a beautiful thing that people can connect with in various ways, shapes and forms. Darius, how can people, if they want to get tickets or find out more about Ashe Wrestling, where can people find that?
Well, thank you for that. They can find more at ashewrestling.com. That will lead you to the ticket. That will lead you to our merchandise shop. That will lead you to all our social media. We have a Twitter. We have a TikTok. We have an Instagram. We have a YouTube page. The YouTube is crucial. Please subscribe to our YouTube. That's going to help us really get off the ground and be able to monetize some things early on, especially as we'll be putting original content on the YouTube consistently leading up to the show and after the show as the brand continues to live on.
By the way, Ashe spelled A-S-E. By the way, it's not A-S-E wrestling. It's pronounced Ashe, but it's A-S-E is how you spell Ashe. For make sure people out there know that. Darius, I've seen you wrestle before in person in Greensboro against Matt Hardy, and that was an absolute blast. I know I've got some of your merch, and I wear it quite often. Darius Lockhart, give him a follow at DLockPro on Twitter and such. Darius, truly best of luck to you. I'm hoping I can make that show. Anything I can do to help, I'll take photos, whatever you need.
Oh, thank you so much, Dennis, and we'd absolutely love to have you. Send us an email, and anyone else is interested in contributing to the show at any moment. We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for talent. Send us an email, and we would love to have you get you on, and we'll work something out. Thank you so much, Dennis.
Absolutely. Great talking to you once again, Darius Lockhart. Again, Darius Lockhart joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Super cool thing, and I know a lot of people in the professional, a lot of people will give flack, you know, for people who enjoy professional wrestling. It's an art form, and it's deeply rooted in the city of Charlotte. It's deeply rooted here in the state of North Carolina. I mean, gosh, look at some of the best entertainers that we've seen, people that have gone mainstream, from Matt and Jeff Hardy to Hurricane Helms. I mean, gosh, Ric Flair's larger than life, the Four Horsemen, all rooted right here from here in the state of North Carolina. So it's very cool to see that Darius is incorporating all those folks that we see from the state of North Carolina into that.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.